Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul found its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder beams a new
musician, singer, and songwriter Shelley Ram. We want to thank you once again. This is our third, I believe, Michael, Christmas special on At Home with Victoria. We want to thank all of you so much for being here tonight, also for participating in this event. It's a really, really big deal to Michael and I that we do this every year. And this year, we always do and try to focus on a different charity, but this year we decided, and Michael Kay is also joining us, and our good friend Lisa Spangler is with us. Michael, we decided that we were going to focus on our troops overseas, hence how Lisa Spangler got involved, because she is not only the mother of a son who is in the military, but she also added me to a wonderful group of women and men on Facebook whose children and husbands and wives are in the military, and they're all sort of based in a certain area in Afghanistan. So, Michael, thank you so much for putting all the music together and the musicians that we're going to have on tonight focusing on the spirit of Christmas.
my absolute pleasure. Singer-songwriters such as Joshua Stedman, SJ Acoustic, Anna Johnson, Preston Leatherman, and Shelley Rand will be joining us at intervals tonight, and we'll be playing their music throughout. But yeah, Soldiers Angels is a fantastic organization. They're based out of Pasadena, California. Lisa will be joining us a little bit later to go ahead and talk more about it. But they have fantastic projects like Adopt a Soldier, Blankets of Hope, Eagle Cane Project, Hero Packs, and basically no one should go unnoticed, especially our troops overseas this year. Lisa, of course, you know, her son and her, I guess, daughter-in-law would be what the thing is, are deployed in Afghanistan, as well as a good friend of ours, too, Hip Kitty, is actually going over to Afghanistan to go ahead and play over there. But, yeah, Vic, I'm very excited. Christmas shows are a fantastic joy to produce. For those producers out there, you know exactly what components are involved in putting together a show like this, and I'm thrilled to do it every year, and this is a fantastic, worthy cause. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Lisa Spangler. Lisa, thank you for joining us once again on the show, honey. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm great. I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
How did you end up getting involved with Soldiers Angels?
Well, even before my son was deployed to Afghanistan, I got involved with Soldiers Angels on Facebook about 3 years ago when he went off to boot camp. And I thought it would be something for me to occupy my time because I had, you know, kid off to boot camp jitters. Now I've got deployment jitters. But Soldiers Angels, I thought, was a great outlet because their mission is to have no soldier go unloved. And I thought that was just such a great thing. Because, you know, I have my son who I love, but there's other soldiers out there that don't have anybody, and that just really tugged at me, and it made me feel like I was giving back so I wouldn't be sitting around all worried and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that Lisa did primarily was how I got involved in At Home with Victoria, Michael, and Mar, and all of our wonderful family that follow us, was Lisa and some of the other family members put a list of names of soldiers in a file. So I kind of went in the file, and the idea was that you would go in and you would just send Christmas cards or care packages or whatever it was that you could send to these men and women overseas. And you guys know I've been talking about this forever, so I was able. I think I sent either 25 or 30 Christmas cards overseas, and then I put together some care packages and sent those. And it was such a great joy, you know, writing and having people sign their names in the Christmas cards. And I kid you not, every store that I went to go shopping for my care packages, I was so excited. I was telling everybody who was listening to me what I was doing. And just the response that I got in the store was so great. I mean, people were like, well, we'll wrap it for you for free. And they were just doing all these amazing things. So it is amazing, you know, when you put this sort of positive idea out there, Michael and Lisa and all of our listeners, because they're really family to us now, how, you know, you can really make good things happen, Michael. And we've got a lot of really good music, too.
Oh, we certainly do, Vic, and I'm so sure all the shopping must have wore you out. I know how you hate looking for a good deal. And I tell you that no one else could be better put in charge of this project than you, I tell you. But how did you find the stores this season? I mean, I haven't left the house, so I mean, what's going on in Christmasland, Victoria?
Well, you know, most of the information that Lisa and all the other women, and actually as we do the show, I want to go on that page, and Lisa, maybe you can go on too, and we can kind of just say some of the names of the servicemen. Of course, we can't give the last names, so I wanted to give them shout-outs as we do the show. Side of the group were great because they kind of told us what the soldiers needed. So whether it was hats or chapstick or socks or scarves or, you know, little toiletries or, you know, lotion, whatever it was really easy to do because they had pretty much posted all the information with a list of things on there. So that part of it was easy. So then it was just a matter of going to Target, Bad Bath & Beyond, and Bath & Body Works and all sorts of stuff. But Lisa, I have to say, my fun package that I put together was for Stacy, and you know who Stacy is, Gage's mom, Lisa's I guess she would be your stepdaughter, right? Because your son's married. What's your stepdaughter?
Daughter-in-law.
Okay, I get these things confused. So your daughter-in-law. So because she was the only woman on the list that I looked at, it was so cool for me to go shopping up to get her all of the girly stuff. So that was pretty cool. So I'm hoping if she hasn't received it yet, it may be a little late after Christmas. But Lisa, that was a lot of fun going shopping for Stacy.
Aw, thank you.
Lisa will be staying with us for the entire hour, so let's go ahead and keep on track with a little bit of music. We're going to play two in a row for you right now. This is SJ Acoustic with One Christmas Wish, going into Joshua Stedman with The Gift. So don't go away, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Snow's falling all night long. The radio's playing Christmas songs. Chestnuts and Rudolph and sleigh bells all deck the halls. Jingle bells ring, ring, ring. Carolers doing that thing. Angels, eggnog, stockings, big candy canes. Jack Frost grins. Will shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind. But my Christmas list, it's got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa's come around twice now, but you're nowhere near. I know you might not make it round this way, but without you, Christmas is just another day. Lights blink white, red, and green on our Christmas tree. Presents wrapped with little tags that read to you from me. On this quiet, silent night, yeah, only Saint Nick knows if tomorrow you'll be here under my mistletoe. Jack Frost grins, shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind, but my Christmas list, it's got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. I see sleigh tracks on the roof, but I still don't see you here. I know you might not make it around this way, but without you, Christmas is just another day. Just another day. Again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa, please check your nice list, cause I'm sure I'm in the clear. Yes, I know you might not make it round this way, just a plain old day without you this Christmas day.
Feel the need to save the world, but it seems just too big. What's one drop of change in a sea of need? I wanna know the name of the person I help heal. I wanna be the dream as it's becoming real. Sometimes the hand in right next to me, I drift a look my way. It's time I say, need a miracle. Done everything I can. I put my pride aside, and now I'm reaching for a hand while I still can. What might seem small to you can change my life. Better say thank you. I'll pass your gift along. Down at 23. This is not a random desperation. This is life. This is real. It hits home. She cried, I need a miracle.
can. What might seem small to you could change my life. Instead of saying thank you, I'll just become.
Stedman with the gift. Ladies, what did you think? SJ Acoustic and Joshua Stedman in tandem, fantastic. Josh, SJ Acoustic with One Christmas Wish. Joining us now is both SJ Acoustic and Joshua Stedman. Boys, I want to welcome you back to the show. I'm so pleased you can make it back for our annual Christmas show. And please, huge, huge kudos. Great songs. Ladies, couldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Hi, guys. Thanks. It's SJ. So great and honored
Thank
to
you.
Be here with you. Thanks for having me back. Us back.
Our absolute pleasure. Josh, well, let's go ahead to you first. Congratulations on your nuptials with Amber.
Thank you.
The wedding pictures. Huge, huge love to you, buddy. What was the wedding like?
Oh, it was as spectacular as a intimate wedding could be. We had a great time. We got to see the people we needed to see, and we got perfect weather, and bride was happy. Can't ask for more than that.
Can't ask for more than that. SJ, were you at the wedding as well? I just take it for granted you were.
Yes, I was. It was absolutely beautiful and elegant and classy and all things that Josh and Amber are, and it was a really, really nice time.
That's so nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys, listen. I wanted to ask you, it's Victoria again. Thank you so much for being here. Especially with all of the tragedy that all of us have seen the last few days on the news, the tragedy in Connecticut. You know, it's kind of like with Christmas coming up. Are there sort of any thoughts, and, you know, Joshua, you can go first, that you want to just kind of express briefly about, you know, Christmas this year and just sort of, you know, being close to your family and friends?
Well, you know, with the we kind of had a piece of that with the wedding. You know, it was a big ordeal, and it just happened to be, you know, right before the tragedy up in Newton. And so we had that moment to be grateful that we had each other, and we got to celebrate that while, you know, for this event,
yeah.
This, you know, life event. And, you know, in some ways, it's just a reminder that, you know, every moment that we do get with the people we care about, we need to be grateful for.
SJ? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, obviously goes without saying what a horrific tragedy it is and unpredictable human behavior can be. And you know, we just, I try to, you know, you try to hope, you hope you see the good, the tons of good that's out there in people, and
yeah,
that we are getting better over the years and the centuries, but we're still violent and there's still a lot of unpredictability. What happened is almost unthinkable, and you know, you just have to appreciate the time you have. I guess we're all here momentarily, and you know, I, my heart goes out to everyone that was involved in that and touched by that somehow, that tragedy. So I don't know what else to say. It's really, really
sad. That's good.
Yeah, no, tragic situation, absolutely. Let's go ahead and just find out exactly. Let's go to SJ first. SJ, you got a lot of things in the hopper here. You're starting. You started a blog. You're writing a book. You're doing your own entertainment thing. what else aren't you doing, my friend? I mean, you're very, very busy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I. It's funny. It took me a long time to figure out, you know, that I wanted to do music, and I want to do it as a career, and I want to connect with people through music. As you know, I have a bit of a different background. So I come to be a musician by way of international corporate attorney. And so for me, I'm, you know, especially in today's music business, when you really got to do it all on your own, at least up to a really pretty high level. So for me, I'm doing what I love. I'm trying to do as much of it as possible from every angle I can. And then I want to help others. You know, I want to help other artists who, you know, who can't, they can't get the access to the important information or decision-making and stuff. And, you know, so maybe if I can contribute back by writing a book and that I think is different, it's unique because I have a unique perspective as an artist in the thick of it, but also as a label owner and publisher and a lawyer. So for me, I want to share a bit of this with people. So, you know, making music, we're touring, first national tour this year. You know, the album has done really well in the industry on the radio and stuff. And then I want to put the book out there and help other people and, you know, just as much as I can.
Absolutely. Joshua, what are you doing now after the wedding and stuff? I hope you have a little bit of a break for your honeymoon and stuff and doing all good stuff.
Well, actually, honeymoon got demoted to mini-moon post-wedding. But it was a great excursion. We were not, you know, we're down in Miami area, so we did a three-day cruise, but we're going to wait till after the season is over, and by season I mean end of April, end of May for the high season in Miami, because that's the only free time that either of us are going to have. Right now, my music is doing a lot of local shows. My tour is within zip codes of radius, and we're right now the contracted band to play every week at the Ritz Hotel and the Lowe's Hotel down here on the beach. So it's an honor. We got selected out of about 30 different bands to be the band to play for the entire 5 months at the Ritz, and that was an honor. And so we're locked in here. We're hoping the tour comes to us, if you will.
Wow. I'm going to go ahead and make a quick mention, Victoria, before we go ahead and continue about our chat room and stuff. The chat room has totally gone ahead and filled up. An email from Gloria from Las Vegas wants to know, she's watched your YouTube videos, the two of you. Any chance of you guys going ahead and teaming up again in the near future, which is a great question. Let's go to Joshua first.
You know, I will never say no to some stage time with SJ. We always have a good time on upstage, and I'm sure our paths will be crossing again at some point in the near future. He was kind enough to have me join him for a big show up in Philadelphia area, Pittsburgh area rather, and you know, on part of his national tour, and it never felt better to be up on stage with him for that. So I'm always game for that, buddy. You know that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, Josh and I, we have a great time. We click, you know, it takes a lot of, there's a lot of good artists out there, but you know, not everyone fits together. And Josh and I have been clicking on stage, and we did this last year. We did some great things. Josh joined for several songs on a stripped down album called Coffee Unfiltered, which is a live DVD album that we did. And it was so cool to have him there. I've been slowly putting some videos online, so people can check that out if they go to my channel at SJ Acoustic Music and maybe see Josh and I together. Some really cool stuff on there. And then, of course, you know, in the future, I'm sure Josh and I will be on stage together.
Definitely.
Can't wait. Girls, any last comments for the boys?
No, I'm just excited that you guys, you know, took the time out to come on, and I'm sure Lisa feels the same way because I know all the guests that are with us tonight, you guys are sort of doing other things, but you were very kind enough to take the time to call in for our special Christmas show. So we're going to continue to follow you, and we love your music. And again, just thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Well, absolutely, Victoria and Michael, thank you both. Michael, I sent you an email with some links. I know tomorrow is supposedly the end of the world, There's a song I wrote about that.
called, that's why we're broadcasting tonight, Esther. I got everything.
Yeah,
I'll put everything
right,
back on our page.
That's cute.
I wrote called Lost Generation. I sent you a link to it. Feel free to throw it into the blog or what have you. It's an old recording from Bitter End and up in New York, but the theme is about tomorrow. So it's kind of
out. Oh, great.
Out.
Fantastic. I'll put it up right after the show. SJ and Joshua, buddy, you guys are my favorites. I'm glad you came on together. I love you guys' energy. So, again, come
cool.
back whenever you got stuff up the pipe, okay, guys?
Always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
guys
again.
So much. Happy
Take
holidays.
Care.
And
you
Michael,
too,
as those guys leave us, before you play the next song, just for a quick second, because, again, I don't want to lose the focus of tonight's show. Lisa
Certainly.
Has a list of some names of the soldiers and the folks that's in the group that we're kind of focusing on tonight. Lisa's not going to say the last names, obviously, because of personal information. But, Lisa, maybe you can say about five or six of the names. Go right ahead.
Sure. I can give their name and rank. I just can't give the location.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Corporal Ryan Maxson, Specialist Brendan Brown, my son, Specialist Stacia Brown, my daughter-in-law, Jonathan Caceres, and Christopher Hoover, and PFC Dalton Padgett, and PFC Joe Saleem.
Great. We're going to give a few more, but Michael, we've got some more music we can listen to.
No, absolutely. It really chokes me up, though, every time I go ahead and hear names that are absolutely...
I know.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm that person. And... It's amazing. Anyways, let's go ahead and back to some music. This is Anna Johnson with Christmas Time, and when we get back, Anna Johnson will be with us, so don't go away.
Safe in the arms.
Christmas CD available for download, I believe, on iTunes. Anna Johnson, welcome back to the show. At Home with Victoria adores you, darling.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so happy you're back, honey. what's going on with you nowadays? New Christmas album is out. It's on Amazon.com, mm-hmm. and I believe on iTunes. Is that correct?
It is, yes, and you can buy hand-signed copies from my website. Every time I get an order, I write a little note and send it myself, aww. Which is always fun. But otherwise, I mean, I'm kind of taking it easy right now because my husband and I are expecting a baby, which I know you know.
Congratulations!
Congrats!
Thank you.
Yay.
Very exciting. And, of course, we've been celebrating Christmas for months and months because planning for the album, and, you know, now it's almost finally here, which is crazy. It's just been fun. It's been a really great season.
Absolutely. Vic,
That is absolutely wonderful. now, is this you guys first?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Oh, well, you guys must be crazy, crazy excited. So I would imagine that, you know, this Christmas and this time of the year really takes on probably sort of a different meaning for you as well.
Yes, it's going to be a different Christmas than normal, first for a lot of things, including this, which is huge. And we're going to be able to spend it with my family, which is very special. We're going to go home to Wisconsin, where I come from, and I know they've been getting lots of snow, which is exciting. So we'll be doing that. And then as far as music goes, I mean, we've got a few fun shows coming up, and I'll continue doing music in whatever capacity that I can from home for the next couple months, and we'll see what happens after that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anna, let's go ahead and talk about Christmas traditions from Wisconsin.
Sure.
I love that because I'm from Saskatchewan, so we're practically neighbors up there on the Nordic West. But what was one of your favorite childhood memories of Christmas? What was something that really, you know, you strive to recreate in your own personal life now?
Well, one of the things that I remember most and kind of cherish most was getting the Christmas tree. I'm sure a lot of people would say that, but my family would go to a tree farm and ride on the back of a tractor and actually cut down the tree ourselves, which was super fun. We'd get all bundled up in our snow gear, and, you know, the three of us girls and my parents would go and, you know, fight to choose the best tree. And then we'd finally find one. A lot of times we would underestimate how tall the tree was, and then we'd get home and realize it was enormous. So it was so much fun, and that's definitely a special memory I'd like to recreate with my own family.
And, guys, yeah. It's interesting that you're talking about Wisconsin and Michael, you the Canadian guy here, because I actually have CNN on, and they're talking about the blizzard that's taking place right now in the Midwest as we have this conversation. And it's interesting because whenever I think of Christmas, I was, of course, born and raised in D.C., so whenever we would get snow around the holidays, whether it was on Christmas before or after, I mean, it's, you know, it's just such a big deal, and it's something about snow. And, Lisa, you kind of lived in that part of the country, too. It's something about snow no matter where you live. If you get snow and it snows around Christmas time, it just becomes kind of magical and special, I think.
All sparkly.
Lisa, go ahead.
I said it just gets all kind of sparkly. It makes a nice glow about everything.
Oh, it does. But seriously, coming from Canada, searching for a Christmas tree was like the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You'd trek into the wild on a skidoo, and your legs would be froze, and I'd be wearing leg warmers. I'd be crusted with, you know, sweat, and you know, they always go to frozen. You know, seriously, a Christmas tree is a pain in the butt. I don't care what anybody says. Spend $100 at the local tree farm. I think it's fantastic, Anna. You have the new Christmas album out and a baby on the way. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't know when you grew up. I just, how old are you now? I mean, you must be like 23 or 24.
24. Yep.
Oh, so young.
So young, and many, many more wonderful Christmases to come. Hey, Michael, getting back to your point about Christmas trees being a pain, I completely disagree with you. I don't care if you don't feel like putting the tree up or you don't. By the time you get the tree, whether you get a lot of real one or if you get a fake one like I do. When I was a kid, we used to get a real tree. The putting up the tree part and decorating it, I think most people like that. I think it's the taking down that kind of sucks.
Well, yeah. because my grandmother would be one of those people, and I don't know about you, but growing up in Wisconsin, I think you can identify. My grandmother used to put those individual icicles on every branch and stuff, and you had to do them individually. You couldn't just, like, kind of throw them at the bush and hope to God something stuck. But then she would save everything in a Christmas card the next year. She'd wind all that tinsel that she bought for 9 cents. She'd put it back in a Christmas card and envelope because, you know what, waste not, want not. Anna, you've got to agree. You've been through this.
Oh, yeah. And I agree that taking it down is definitely the worst part. I mean, it's fun for me to put it all together, but I dread the aftermath.
Absolutely. And tell us where we can go ahead and continue to go ahead and find you. I mean, you've been a big supporter of At Home with Victoria, and we've supported you in everything you've done, been very, very proud with Damage and Bruise and Someday. And so tell the listeners exactly where they can find you and continue to find you, because everybody, I'll have to say that Anna Johnson is one of those people that still answers her tweets. She still answers her Facebook page. So you're one of a kind. Tell us where we can go ahead and find you.
Yeah, well, I would love for you guys to connect with me on Facebook. That's the one where I do the best, and I do everything I can to stay in touch with people, and it's facebook.com/themusicanna. And if you connect with me there, I'll comment back as often as I can, and I love to stay in touch and get questions from people. And I just had a girl from New Zealand ask if she could play one of my songs at her wedding. It was so much fun.
Oh,
my God.
How charming.
Yeah. I know. It was so fun. It really encourages me. So that's a great way to stay in touch with me. And then Twitter is the same thing. It's twitter.com/themusicanna. And if you want to just find all the links to everything I do, if you go to annajohnsonmusic.com, you can find it all there. And that's where you can place orders for any of my CDs. And I will hand sign and even personalize them if you want me to, which is always kind of a fun little treat.
I'm telling you, a little gift from God. Absolutely.
Yeah,
also, her YouTube videos are fantastic, so go ahead and check them out as well. It's youtube.com/AnnaJohnson. So, Anna, I can't thank you enough for going ahead and joining us tonight. I know we've taken away your time from your husband, but all the best to you and yours this holiday season.
Thank
and once
you.
Again, At Home with Victoria adores you. Can't wait for you to come back with new news.
Thank you guys so much. Merry Christmas to all of you, and have a great rest of the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Thank
to you,
you
too.
So much,
thank
Joel.
You.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Yeah, Anna's voice, Michael, is just like, it's so angelic, and it's just like an angel, just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I know. Lisa, wouldn't you agree? I mean, seriously, we have been hitting it off the mark with Marvin as producer this year, as finding some of the greatest new talent. I really do think. Wouldn't you agree, Lisa?
Absolutely, absolutely. The most unique talent that, I mean, there's so many people out there, and the ones that Mars found are just such gems. They just, like, really fill your soul, and they're so just real people, but their talent is as equal or even better than somebody just out there that fell off of, I don't know, The Voice or something, you know? But
Yeah, and you know, Lisa, I've said that so many times. I feel weird that I keep saying it because I'm sure people are listening are like, "Hey, Victoria, you're a journalist. Don't you have something else to say? You keep saying the same stuff over and over again." But I am. I'm always amazed when we get these wonderful musical guests that come on the show, and it's like they, you know, their talent to me far surpasses a lot of these musicians that you go to your big box store and record stores and whatever and buy their music. But before we listen to another song, Lisa, you've got four more names that you want to mention. You go right ahead.
Sure. PFC, Tyler Shefton. And PFC, Tyler Lemke. And PFC, Doc Astorga. And Corporal Ryan Huggins.
Thank you. And some of the names, guys,
wow,
that Lisa are mentioning, these are with the group that she has of women and men on Facebook from this So, Lisa, this particular group, is this a particular area where your son is based out of, and most of those troops are in sort of like the same unit? Is that what that is?
They've all originated from the same duty station at Fort Lewis McChord. It's a joint Air Force and Army base in Fort Lewis, Washington, outside of Seattle. And they've all been sent to various FOBs, which are the forward operating bases, scattered throughout Afghanistan.
Just wonderful. Wow. Just wonderful. And again, that's the main reason why we're doing the show tonight, just to give you guys a reminder. And for those of you that are just joining us and you were not with us for the top of the hour, it's our Christmas special that we do here on At Home with Victoria. Michael has the privilege and honor and the most difficult task, I think, of finding the musicians. And it's cool because most of the musicians and the music that you're hearing have been guests this past year on At Home with Victoria. And you heard Michael and Lisa talk about Mar, and she's the one that kind of finds these wonderful talent that we have. But this year we're focusing our efforts for our Christmas show on Soldiers Angels, a great organization. Lisa mentioned a little bit about that later on in the show. She'll mention it again for those of you that are just joining us. But, Michael, we've got some more really nice music, right?
We so do. A good friend of mine, Preston Leatherman, I don't know if you're checking him out on YouTube or Facebook and stuff like that. He's a YouTube sensation. I'm predicting just little Bieber-esque action where he's just going to go ahead and global. He's a triple threat and is charming as H-E double hockey sticks. A good friend of mine, Preston Leatherman. This is Christmas Wish List and... you know what? This show is kind of choking me up here with, again, reading names and stuff. I'm so sorry. So let's just do Preston Leatherman's Christmas Wish List. Don't go away.
Cocoa and a fire is the only way we'll make it.
down to the last reading of the names, I'm not even going to apologize. But frankly,
Michael,
Preston is joining us back with At Home with Victoria. Preston, buddy, great
Hi.
New tune. How
Preston
are you?
Preston is here, everyone.
What's up?
Preston, you know what's funny? I was trying to get in before Michael brought you on. Hey, sweetie, listen, it's funny because Michael sends me a message, and he goes, Vic, hey, I'm sorry, I'm kind of teary-eyed and breaking down during the show. And it was so funny because normally I'm the one who's always crying.
Come on.
I'm the one who's always crying, Preston, and not him. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm a little sick, kind of, sort of. But, yeah, I've got, like, you know, I got this whole congestion cold thing going on, and so, you know, trying to battle it before the holidays. But, well, I think I'm winning, but we'll see.
You'd never know, buddy. Actually, your video, Christmas Wishlist, was shot in downtown Nashville. Is that not correct?
It sure was. It sure was.
Yeah, Marilyn Bennett sent me a message immediately afterwards. That's right downtown, she says. Right downtown.
Hey,
I'm you know, they love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic song, buddy.
What's
happening with you? What are you doing this Christmas season?
This Christmas, I am heading back home to all my family's in Oklahoma. So I'm going to Oklahoma actually in the morning and then going to Texas, where all my immediate family is, for the actual Christmas and my birthday. My birthday is the day after Christmas, so you know.
Cool.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday ahead of time.
Turning 13, so pretty excited about it.
Again,
yeah. I'm turning 23, and I think this is the first age where I'm like, okay, 23 is starting to kind of, okay. Got to start living a little here.
Well, honey, I think you're living 30 at 23. Quite frankly, I mean,
you're doing
put out this year.
Yeah, Preston, I would say for 23 years old, I think I'm pretty sure you're doing okay. So, Michael and Lisa and everyone in the chat room and our listeners, I just brought up his YouTube page, and it says, of course, it's close to 14,000 people who subscribe, but more importantly, the number that I'm looking at, because I'm trying to figure out, is this number correct? Is that close to 3 million people that have seen your videos?
I think it's over it, actually. I mean, I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, it's over 3 million. I just wanted to make sure my math was right and my eyeballs weren't deceiving
me in my old age. That's a big old number. That's 3.
How
does
that make you feel?
Over
3 million people have seen your videos, dude.
You know, makes me wary of when I'm wearing makeup and such, you know, just, you know, make sure I'm looking good all the time since people are looking at me.
I think it's fantastic that we debuted your I Don't Want to Feel This Way Again video, Feel This Way, and in a matter of weeks went to 100,000 views, buddy. I want to go ahead and applaud you, again, indicating that the American people have absolutely discerning taste and no talent when they see it, and it's an absolute true thing. Talking about Christmas traditions, you use your mom in a lot of your videos, which I think is endearing. What are some of the Preston Leatherman Christmas traditions that you still want to go ahead and see?
Like going on with my family in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, why not? I don't know, I mean, my kind of favorite thing, like, is we always, the day after Thanksgiving, which now is known as Black Friday in this shopper-minded America we live in, but we would always, day after Thanksgiving, that's the day that we'd, like, put up all the Christmas lights and put up the tree and hang all the ornaments, and we'd always order pizza from, like, this local little pizza place in Oklahoma. And we'd always order pizza, and we would always watch, like, Rudolph and Frosty, and then we'd always watch, like, Christmas Vacation or something. I don't know, and it's just, like, you know, I don't know, it's just when you do that every year, and, you know, it's just one of those things that, like, you always just kind of like look forward to, and it's definitely something that, you know, going forward when I start having, you know, about 50 kids of my own, let's order a couple larges for everybody.
I enjoy so much the fact that at 24 you have this it's almost like one of those kids that are on American Idol where they were seven and they auditioned. I've been working for this all of my life. You know, they always want to go ahead and do that. You know, whoa, when I was young, we used to go ahead. Yeah. Buddy, you have
you're 23.
You will be gifting the world with music for the rest of your life. You know, you'll become the Tony Bennett eventually. But, of course, you'll have better hair.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I use nice products, so what can I say?
So listen, besides your the Christmas song that we played and all the other things that you have working, anything in particular that you are looking forward to in
2013? 2013, I don't know. We've got a lot of stuff that we're just kind of building on this year, and I think 2013, you know, we're just going to really just capitalize on a bunch of things. They're just kind of working. As far as just, like, YouTube, you know, even though, you know, I've obviously done, like, fairly well on YouTube so far and stuff, but I just really want to keep expanding upon that. And, you know, now that, you know, because for so long, you know, people would be like, hey, you know, I'd always be like, I'm a musician, I swear, I'm not just, like, a dancer, blah, blah, and... So for so long, I never really had anything to, like, really back that up. And so now that the departure's come out and we've got all this kind of material to showcase and such, you know, I'm just really looking forward to just kind of pushing that out and, you know, seeing where that takes me. And also I'm, you know, really focusing on writing, you know, not only for myself but just for other people as well. Actually, I just got done recording a country song, which was kind of, you know, different for me. So I wrote this country song with this really talented girl here in Nashville. So I recorded it. I'm a little nasally, but yeah, I mean, I just want to keep, you know, pushing my limits and, you know, seeing where opportunities take me and such. So, you know, I'm always optimistic for, the upcoming year. So, yeah.
Well, buddy, thank you so much for taking the time out for joining us tonight. Once again, always a thrill to have you on. We're always following you. You can follow him on Facebook.com/ Preston Leatherman and on YouTube at YouTube.com/ Preston Leatherman. Preston, always a thrill to have you on. So thrilled to watch how you evolve through this. The music industry is not an easy thing, buddy, and you are navigating it brilliantly. So I just want to go ahead and take my hat off to you. I think you're doing a fantastic job. Absolutely, my friend.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Merry Christmas to you and your mom and everybody.
Oh, I will. I'll say hi. And yeah, happy holidays to y'all and everyone listening. And hope everyone stays safe this Christmas. So
yeah. Be kind to one another. Take care, buddy. Preston Leatherman, you can go ahead and find them. All the links are up in chat. Victoria, Victoria and Lisa, I enjoy that person so very much. I think he is funny as all get out. His Christmas videos are great. He does a toothbrushing video, which I find fantastic. But once again, I'm so thrilled he's lent our voice to Soldiers Angels tonight. So,
Michael,
Lisa, let's go to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of Soldiers Angels, that was a good segue because Lisa is going to, again, just talk briefly about Soldiers Angel, which is kind of the charity that we're focusing on tonight. And then she's going to finish the list of names. Take it away, Lisa.
All righty. Let me see where I stopped off at. I've got Sergeant Mason Rashad. Mason Rashad. Specialist Andrew Callens, Philip Nicholas, Callen Fitzsimmons, Matt Brew, Gerald Grandall, Jesse Ratliff, and that is it in our group.
Wow.
And what about
again,
the Soldiers Angels? Give us a little, the top of the hour you had talked about how you got involved with that. So tell us a little bit more about that again.
Okay, I'll rehash a little bit. As a new mom, as a newly Army mom, my son went off to boot camp, and I needed a project to keep me from going a little you know, being anxious and everything. And I found Soldiers Angels on Facebook about 3 years ago, and I applied to be what's called a verified member, where you pay a very nominal fee of like $1 to join, and there you have access to be in all the other programs that Michael had mentioned earlier. Specifically, I've got involved with the Adopt a Soldier and sent letters and things like that. And then the group I started for the deployed from the Joint Base Lewis Accord, I just started last month, actually, and it was just supposed to be for immediate family, and that just kind of exploded into everybody that kind of became extended family. And I just really believe in the Soldiers Angels motto about no soldier going unloved. So I really want to make sure that every soldier out there knows somebody's there for them.
And, you know, Mar, just to let you guys know, has been putting that link as well as Lisa inside the chat room. So, you know, maybe tonight you won't have time to look at it, or, you know, over the next couple of days because you're busy preparing for your family's holiday celebration. But, you know, after the holiday is over and the new year, it's never too late to look at the website and also send soldiers, whether it's thank you cards or just a card to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, I appreciate what you're doing, or care packages. And that is a really, really good nonprofit organization, like Lisa said. Michael, we've got some more music, and then a young lady that I met on Facebook who's been my friend on Facebook for quite some time named Jasmine Booth. Jasmine is in the military, and what's interesting about her, she has started an organization. She's the president and founder of an organization called Final Salute. And I think Jasmine, who's going to tell us a little bit more, her organization is nonprofit, and they try to, I believe, focus on women life during and after they leave the military. So a little after, close to 10 after 9, she's going to join us just to give us a quick snippet about her organization. I thought it was fitting to get her in while we were having this discussion.
Yeah,
so, Michael, do we have more music, or what's up next?
Yeah, we have a little bit more music from Shelly Wren coming up. Plus, we're going to go ahead and talk to Shelly Wren very, very briefly and have a great time with her. So don't go away. This is Shelly Wren with O Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the yonder beams, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Truly He taught us to love. His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease.
Shelley Rand with Oh Holy Night, a woman that I am thrilled to call friend, Victoria. She has been our absolute promoter, soul survivor, since our first outro that we asked her for free. And
yes.
She continues to be a beacon for all that is good and all that is light. Shelley Rand is now joining us tonight on Adam with Victoria. Shelley, my love, I miss you millions, and I am so thankful that At Home with Victoria knows you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that. That much, much love. I'm sorry, I'm getting a feedback, so I hope I'm not going to.
No, you're fine from our end, absolutely. Okay. Honey, how are you spending Christmas this year? This is Victoria and Lisa.
We are going to spend it with our family, and well, that is if we make it through tomorrow.
Well, I know the end of the world thing is going on now, yes.
I knew this would happen.
Until midnight.
I knew that it would be you and I.
You know what, Shelley, let me interrupt you for a second. Victoria, wouldn't it be kind of not a, well, it would be kind of a blast if this is the last show ever of At Home with Victoria, according to the Mayan calendar. Victoria, wouldn't you agree? It would be hilarious.
Well, I tell you what, it would certainly be appropriate that Shelley is with us, because since the show started, she literally was our first musical guest. And
she
then
was,
later
yeah.
we, and then later, like Michael said, guys, we recruited her and said, hey, we have no money, but do you mind doing the open for our show? So whenever our show opens and closes, of course, that's Shelley's voice. So I think it would be quite appropriate, Michael.
I think
it would be.
Of course. I was happy to.
Shelley, I know you're a big fan of the Soldiers and a big fan of the police and stuff. Soldiers Angels is a fantastic organization. Have you had time to go ahead and take a look at it and see how we can go ahead and further help it?
Oh, I think music can help any situation, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always a phone call away.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you and Howie
and we
have been fantastic. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, and we always appreciate, especially the musicians and artists like yourself down there in the great state of Tennessee, Nashville, all those artists. You guys really do a lot when it comes to military people. I mean, I know, you know, Hollywood comes out to do their thing whenever, you know, there's something going on. But I always feel like, you know, country music and, you know, country musicians, you know, kind of always had their thumb on military men and women and soldiers and all the different nonprofit organizations, because you guys are always, at least to me, from my perspective, seem to be in the forefront when it comes to that, Shelley.
Yeah, I think that's a great statement to make. And again, because I think music adds so much to those situations and can change nations. Come on.
Yeah.
Look at the people that have been influences politically just because of what they were doing musically.
Well, it happens all the time. And, you know, again, geez, I mean, I go back to the see, I'm this old. I'm the Gene Kelly age, or I'm the what's his name? This Skeenos guy. Why am I losing his name right now?
Bob Hope,
who traveled around and
to do the USA shows.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, they can't be forgotten. I really think, I don't know, Victoria.
Well,
let's
I
ask
think
you
one
first.
Difference.
Do you think the soldiers have
I
been
think
forgotten?
One difference. I think one difference also when it came to Bob Hope traveling around the USA shows, Marilyn Monroe did a lot of stuff. I mean, Gene Kelly, all those people sort of back in that era did a lot when it came to that. And I think one thing that was different was that it was televised more. So those
right.
are really specials that, you know, everybody in America could look to every single year that was going to be on television, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. Those shows also came on. So I think that's one big difference, is that now we don't necessarily televise that anymore. I mean, you know, you may see a snippet on the news here or there that a celebrity or somebody went over to overseas on a military base and, you know, went to go visit the troops, but generally you don't see those as an hour-long or two-hour special on PBS and Fox back in the day like we used to. So I think that's also probably something that you're trying to say, Michael.
No, absolutely, and everything now is international with the internet. So basically, I mean, the hardcore wiring for talking with family during this time, I think, is very, very important to go ahead and realize and understand. It just kills me that this war has just gone on way too long, just in my opinion. And believe me, I'm no one, so don't send me emails. Shelley, we continue to love you and continue to want to go ahead and keep up with you. You're still on Facebook, Twitter, and where else can we find you?
Well, sometimes outstanding in a field.
Well, we all are at sometimes.
No, you can find me anywhere on Facebook. If you want to know more about dates that are coming up, ShellyRand.com.
Okay.
And be looking for new music at the first of the year, a new CD, new music, new direction.
Can't wait.
That's supposed to one direction. No.
Can't wait. Well, promise me you're going to send me the stuff first so I can go ahead and deliver you in the right way.
Absolutely, you got it. And I just want to share. I have a question, real quick. Who do you think? What sacrifice would be enough to save the world? And I have a list for you. Yeah, from the apocalypse.
Okay.
Okay. Would it be A, Honey Boo Boo? B, Jell-O. Jell-O pudding. I'm sorry. Let me state that. Would it be C, Justin Bieber, or D, Bob Marley?
It would be Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
That's the wrong
answer.
I think
Honey Boo Boo.
I think I would have to go with
it. Is Bob Marley. As he
I was
already
say,
in his song that said, "Every little thing gonna be all right." It's
yeah. I would say Bob Marley too, but then my second choice would be Honey Boo Boo. So.
No, Honey Boo, cancel that show. Why people watch is beyond me. Shelley Rand, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight with your insightful views on Honey Boo Boo.
You got it. And I need to talk to you guys soon. Maybe give me a shout later tonight, and we can go over what's in my emergency survival kit.
Oh, that sounds good.
Would love to.
Listen,
absolutely.
I've got hair color in there, and I think that's absolutely imperative.
Got to keep the grays at bay, Shelley.
Well, talk.
Love your chance, honey. Take care.
Well,
oh,
you know,
I love Shelley Rand.
I have to tell you, I was not expecting that from Shelley Rand, nor that list, and especially the first person that came up was Honey Boo Boo. That was absolutely funny. Listen, I don't mean to push this along, but this was sort of, Michael, a very late addition that I added on to the show tonight. There's a young lady that I'm friends with on Facebook, and I always kind of look at her posts and things and know that she focuses a lot on the military, and I think she's in the military. She can sort of straighten that up when she comes on. But Jasmine Booth is her name, and again, I had mentioned at the bottom of the show that she's the president and founder of an organization called Final Salute. So with that said, Jasmine, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am here. I've heard everything.
Hi, Jasmine. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, listen,
fantastic.
I want to thank you again. Short notice for coming on, but the show that we're doing tonight, we've been on the air for about an hour and 15 minutes. It's focusing on a tribute to our men and women in the military serving overseas and also in the U.S. So we do a special Christmas show where we play music and try to highlight different charities. So I wanted to get you in here. Tell me a little bit about the Final Salute, and then we're going to have you back on next year where we actually have more time.
Okay, great. Well, Final Salute is an organization that provides homeless female veterans with safe and suitable housing. Our female veterans have become the forgotten heroes, But although we're serving, fighting, dying, and bleeding in the same wards as male veterans, there are an abundance and a lack of supportive services for the women who have also served and sacrificed for this great nation.
And where can we find more information on that for those of our listeners that are listening and also in the chat room right now?
You can go to our site, www.finalsaluteinc.org.
Also, are you in the military yourself currently?
I am. I am an Army captain. I'm a full-time Army National Guardsman.
Now, I wanted to,
well, then,
I wanted
on
to
behalf
ask
of
you,
all the times you haven't, sorry to cut you off, like, on behalf
okay,
of all the
ahead.
Times you haven't heard this, Jazz, huge thank you. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Doing what you do. I mean, I tip my baseball cap to you, my red solo cup as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Victoria, go ahead.
And you know, I wanted to know because we have Lisa who is joining us, and her son is in Afghanistan right now, and I just wanted you to kind of quickly just tell us from the perspective, because you're a mom too, right?
I am. I am a mom. I have my boys are 17 and 2, and I'm married to a former Marine.
And I wanted to know
wow.
from your perspective on being a mom and serving in the military when you do have to be away from your babies, what is that experience like for you?
You know, Desert Storm was a different war, and, you know, with the help of technology like Skype, when I deployed in 2008, 2009, I would Skype with my son, so it's a little more comfort being able to see them and see that they're okay. But there's nothing like a mother being separated from her child. It's a
mm-hmm.
different bond, and there's a different sense of loss there. But, you know, we all raised our right hand, took the oath, and said we do it for our country. So it's part of our mission and our commitment. So we go forth and try to do the best that we can.
Well, again, like Michael said, and Lisa, and I'm sure all the folks that are the thousands of folks that are listening to the show right now, we thank you. And again, I personally thank you because, guys, I think it was yesterday that I emailed you because it's kind of like there's certain people on Facebook. I'm always kind of watching and looking at their posts. And if I think there's a show that would work, I always try to invite them on. And we had put the show together, and then somehow you popped into my head, and I thought, man, she would be great. I should have, you know, thought about this sooner. But just thank you for calling in right now, and I'm going to get up with you later because I know we're going to talk about SIP and Socialites and trying to do a charity event and also to have you back on. So perhaps you can bring some other soldiers or women in your nonprofit organization that you have helped so we can get a better picture and more understanding of what it is that you do. So thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. We sincerely appreciate it, and we thank you guys for your time. And as we are honoring and remembering our men, we need to honor and remember our women the same. There are no more front lines, and just as they come
Absolutely.
Back and need help, so do we.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well
Absolutely.
Done. Well said. Thank you so much. Well
Huge
said, Michael.
Huge hugs, darling.
Totally.
Absolutely. Well
yeah.
done.
Well said. Michael, I think we're nearing the end of our show. I want to quickly just thank Lisa. Lisa hung in there with us. It's almost been an hour and a half, so tell your hubby thanks for allowing us to steal you tonight for an hour and a half. We appreciate it.
For sure.
And quite a fantastic organization, once again, Soldiers Angels. You can go ahead and find them on Soldiers Angels out of Pasadena, California. Phone number is 615-676-0239. Go ahead and phone up to go ahead and actually donate personally and find out how you can actually contribute and make a difference. So, Lisa, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. It's so odd. We're like half an hour away, and I haven't seen you in a year and a half.
I know. I'm sorry.
you guys
it's
need to work
that
on
happen.
That in 2013.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, Lisa.
Lisa,
we're
thanks
gonna,
again.
Thank
let you.
You
go. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Again, that was Lisa who was joining us. And you guys, I know if you're on my Facebook page, you see Lisa popping up every now and then. So I know you've definitely have seen her around. She may be your Facebook friend, Michael, if you ask her. She may not. We never know, you know. Lisa, like me, you get to a point where you don't really need to add everyone that you don't really know because you just kind of want your own close family and friends. So I understand that, and I
guess
that,
too. Well, no, and also thing, too, with having both of her her son and her daughter-in-law in the service, it's got to be hard. So I really want to go ahead and commend her for her efforts tonight. And actually, Soldiers Angels is fantastic. And, Victoria, well done for picking out the charity of the year. I'm so proud
it's done. It's kind of like one of those things where which is wonderful about us in our show and the folks that we surround ourselves with. We never really have to think too hard about these things. It just really comes to us. So I'm always grateful for that. Michael, I want to say before you kiss us all and say goodbye and play a song or whatever you're going to do, is that Michael and Mar and myself and everyone else associated with the show, I am, as the boss, I'm giving them time off. So we're not going to be back on the air until January the 5th. So we'll still be on Facebook, of course, and posting and stuff, but we're not going to have any shows until after January the 5th. Are you happy to have a break, Michael?
You're the best boss ever. And, again, thank you for the iPad that I can't go ahead and put down until my cold, dead hands, it's being ripped from me. I mean, that's just it. I want to thank everybody up in chat tonight. Candy Knox from The Road, Dynamic Daphne from Colorado, Catherine Taddy from California, Kathy Maxton, brand-new listener, thank you for joining in, Kelly, who's with me from Up the Road, Lisa Renee Brown from Port Deposit, Marby, fantastic producing from Nashville, always my sister, M. Stegan, and Shannon Sebold from the UK. Want to thank everybody, as well as Joshua Stedman, SJ Acoustic, Anna Johnson, Shelley Wren, and Preston Leatherman. I mean, seriously, Vic, we have an arsenal of fantastic talent, and I'm thrilled that they would join in to Soldiers Angels tonight. So we will go ahead and end with, you know what, Adeline Cruz, a good friend of our show, went ahead and emailed me. Yes, absolutely. So he couldn't be here tonight. He's at a private location. He's in Puerto Rico, but anyway, so we're going to end with a little bit of Adeline Cruz, Carol of the Bells. Victoria, from me to you,
what?
I can't thank you for your generosity enough. I can't thank you for you being the best boss, the best inspiration, the best motivator.
Oh.
This is Christmas. I am weak in the heart. We both suffered loss this year, and I still enjoy you more than anything, my friend. You are you are just
brilliant, brilliant.
Dude, are
you trying to make me cry? Don't do this to me.
Yeah,
I'm trying to. No.
I'm doing a Barbara Walters
moment.
You're
the one
right?
That was the crybaby this show. I am zipping it. I'm not going to
do
it.
Shut up. You shouldn't say that. That was private.
Goodbye.
Anyways, from behalf of Victoria Gaither and entertainment co-host Michael Kay, at Home of Victoria, thanks you for joining us every week. And we applaud your learning. We applaud your vision. And, Victoria, I applaud you. You are my inspiration and my motivation. So
Thank you. Huge love to you.
My boss lady, and to all the listeners, thank you again. This is Adeline Cruz with Carol of the Bells. Check them out at adelinecruz.com. Victoria, I love you a ton. Say hi to Gong, and Merry Christmas.
Well, too.
Take care. Thank you.
been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.